And if you saw that show, you're going to be pleased to hear this in studio. The Water Tower Bucket Boys popped in last week and recorded for us. Here's what it sounded like. KEXP.
The Water Tower Bucket Boys are here. Welcome.
Hey, hey Greg. Thanks for having us. One, two, three.
And home up among the pines. Now a place so far away from all that city noise for a little peace of mind. It's trouble in mind ever since I was born. It's trouble still left to be found. Now we all find ourselves in trouble sometimes, and it's hard to get your feet back on the ground. Cascades and just leave this old city behind. Well, I just have to spend some time under the cold night sky for to keep me satisfied. It's trouble in mind ever since I was born. It's trouble still left to be found. Now we all find ourselves in trouble sometimes, and it's hard to get your feet back on the ground. Lifestyle we lead could ever be considered a crime. Well, I just want to take a walk out in the woods at night and smoke a joint from time to time. It's trouble in mind ever since I was born. It's trouble still left to be found. Now we all find ourselves in trouble sometimes, and it's hard to get your feet back on the ground. Don't know what it is that I've done.
What do you mean, boy?
You know that I can't help but break the law sometimes,
and that lawman is bound to come. It's trouble in mind ever since I was born. It's trouble still left to be found. Now we all find ourselves in trouble sometimes, and it's hard to get your feet back on the ground.
So this year is a new song we've been working on, the working title of which is The Pilgrim Song. And here we go. Two, three. Thank you.
miles, and my burden's hard to bear. The sun meets on my shoulders, and I just don't seem to care. Oh, I keep myself a journal, and no words are written there. Oh, I am a pilgrim, and I seek what is not there.
Water Tower Bucket Boys are here. Great to have you. One of my favorite bands, another Portland band, and they've been on the road for, they just got back from the UK like last night, and it's great to have you in the Roadhouse. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. We're still full of Guinness, but it's great to be here.
And that's a new song.
Very new song, yeah. Just kind of started doing that one a few months ago, so.
Sounds great. There's something missing here today. It's the orange hunting caps.
You know, I actually lost mine. I left it on the plane last time we went to the UK, actually. So I don't have one anymore.
You guys were easy to spot at Pickathon with the caps.
Yeah.
There go the Water Tower Bucket Boys, I'd say. Well, when I got your record, the previous record, Soul Kitchen, you know, I immediately noticed the fantastic album art, but then song titles like Numb, Bread, Sunday Night Roast, and Fromage.
There's a bit of a food sort of a theme, if you'll notice.
We're hungry, hungry.
So what brought you to the music, you know? The people's music, traditional music, you're 20-somethings. I always ask that question when I see bands like you.
Well, we got inspired a lot by, you know, the music happening in Portland, you know, obviously Foghorn and lots of other trad music, and we started playing that, and then we kind of started getting to writing our originals, too, and that's the new record, Soul Kitchen, is all original stuff, and we've just been having fun doing that, so... But Portland is a great place to be inspired.
Yeah, it is, and the songs are great. I mean, really a lot of good songs. I mean, it's rare to, I guess, to see a more trad band, and then they're all originals. That's a great sign for a good band. Oh, but you guys are, not only are you funny, but you're very serious and you're very deep into music. I've been reading some things, and a couple of you guys are even have studied music and jazz guitar and whatnot.
There's a lot to learn.
So tell us more about... you know, how seriously you take music and playing your instruments.
Well, it's pretty serious here. We just basically got, or you know, really addicted to all of it. So I ended up getting a jazz degree, and so did Corey. And all that time, we were spending time, you know, on the weekends and in the evenings building the band and the profile and the music with that, and bringing all of our outside influences into the music of the band. You know, not just bluegrass, but electronic and Cajun and punk and blues and all that sort of thing.
That last tune is pretty jazz inspired. You know, that kind of like little spacey solo stuff. I really like that kind of modal jazz stuff. Miles Davis a lot.
What are some bands and artists you guys really revere and like?
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's a complicated question. I mean, we all listen to so many different things, like, all over the map. Like, I'm a big nerd about Animal Collective. You wouldn't expect that, like, being a banjo player and stuff, but mm-hmm. I love that.
I like a lot of old gospel, the Staple Singers, the Velvet Underground, lots of blues.
And Josh, last time I saw you was at that Harry Smith tribute concert.
Yeah, that was
last
blast.
Around Thanksgiving, and you did all those great Cajun songs that are from the anthology.
Yeah, I love Nathan Abshire and Dewey Balfa, obviously, and Courtney Granger. We got to go to Blackpot Festival in October, so we got to meet all those guys about a Cajun accordion. So that, obviously, we've had a little bit of an influence of Cajun music recently, which has been super fun.
And you play the fiddle, too.
Yeah, Cajun fiddle.
And you sing in French?
Trying. Yeah. Pardon the French, though.
How about another song?
Yeah,
yep. Totally.
Someone said this sounded like a skiffle song when we were over in England. I guess it maybe does. Leave it up to your own judgment, I suppose.
And for those of you who don't know what skiffle is, can you guys explain what skiffle is?
Skiffle is kind of... I don't know how deep you want to get into this. Skiffle, to my understanding, is more or less like jug band music from England. Instead of like a wash tub bass or something, they have a big tea chest bass. They don't wash things there, they just drink tea. So you kind of use what you got. And yeah, the Beatles were originally a skiffle band. You know, the Quarrymen. Oh yeah, we got to go have drinks in the bar where they used to play downstairs in Liverpool. That was pretty exciting.
And this one, I know you've had Justin Townes Earl on the show. And he did a song in The Good Life that was this chord. And that, I got inspired by that chord to use that chord in this song. So I'm going to try it out for you. It's a sharp four for all you music geeks.
Look out!
Sharp four.
Something great. This feeling that we shared was blue, and I could tell that there was something new, and I was thinking this could be my final day. Sweet, what you said to me was true, that can it be? I need you. Why now must we go our separate ways? Someone else. So no longer mine and left behind, I threw my soul out on the line. Now I'm done to babe, this is the end. So if what you said to me was true, that you need me and I need you, why now must go, I'll slip away. Tried to live without a trace of where it might. So what you said to me was true, that you need me and I need you. Why now must we go our separate ways?
The Water Tower Bucket Boys are here on KEXP. That song, Walkin' Road.
Walkin' the Road, yep.
Another new one.
Yes, another new one. We've been working away at some new ones here.
Great. How did y'all find each other? By the way, Josh Raby's on guitar wearing plaid jeans. Kenny Feinstein is wearing a tie, but a punk rock belt and like some slacks. And he plays, you're playing guitar as well. And then on banjo is Corey Goldman with beard and plaid shirt.
Corey Goldman featuring beard.
I've been meaning to trim it, but I forgot to bring scissors to England, and they don't sell them there, so.
And we have your bass player here, too.
And we have a bass player.
Mr. Kyle Patrick McGonigal, he's wearing a cardigan type, no, not a cardigan, a V-neck sweater, and some slacks. A Crooked Jade's t-shirt underneath that, nice. And then some slacks.
Now, you were on the road to Crooked Jade's.
Yeah, we were. We just played at the San Francisco Bluegrass and Old Time Festival.
Yeah, what an underrated band.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah. Super. Yeah.
Good friends of ours, Jeff, is actually producing my solo record next week in California. He's going to help produce it. It's a My Bloody Valentine acoustic cover album.
Excellent. He's really talented. Yeah. And you just recorded a single recently. 45 or 78 or something like that.
Oh yeah,
we're not positive what format it's going to be on exactly, but it's four tunes cut straight to vinyl at a studio that belongs to Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis over there in London.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting.
They're amazing.
It's cool. It's all vintage gear, like all these really rusty like 50s ribbon mics, and like straight into the vinyl machine. You know, just like cutting it right into the grooves.
How did they take to your American music over there?
They love it.
We're way bigger over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they seem to like it. The energy is kind of similar. They do kind of jump jive and swing and old school rock and roll. And so, you know, I think there's kind of a common thread there. We had fun and just jammed with them and played a lot of harmonicas and guitars and simple blues songs and just had fun.
Great. Are you going to be on the road in the States here this summer?
There's going to be some of that, yeah. We're going to hit the West Coast once or twice, I think, hopefully before the end of the year. We're talking about going out to Colorado or maybe Montana. We're gonna be at Black Pot again in Louisiana, I think, at the end of October. So
yeah,
might be heading out there.
Great.
And we're gonna be back in the UK again.
Cool. And you got that website. People can go to your website and find out watertowerbuckaboys.com.
That's right.
Great website.
Thank you.
Okay, how about another song?
Yes, sir. This is a new one. This is called Meet Me Where the Crow Don't Fly.
The same.
Water Tower Bucket Boys playing some new songs, Meet Me Where the Crow Don't Fly, and they played a bunch of all new songs today on the show. Thanks so much for being here. The album is called Soul Kitchen. That's definitely still available and on your website, watertowerbucketboys.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having us, Greg.
What an honor.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome here anytime. Thanks for coming in. Water Tower Bucket Boys. Thanks.
Thank you.